This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The White House says President Obama was indeed briefed about the events of the day on Wall Street as they were unfolding. But you do kind of have to believe he's a little bit miffed that the market stole his thunder. He started a big bus tour today up in western New York State, one of the goals of which is to talk about the cost of higher education.
We understand that in the face of greater and greater global competition in a knowledge-based economy, a great education is more important than ever. A higher education is the single best investment you can make in your future. And I'm proud of all the students who are making that investment.
And so the president went on to say the White House wants to tie federal student aid to a new rating system. That system would take into account data on graduation rates, tuition costs, student loan debt, and even how much money graduates make after they leave school. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
Let's start with this basic question. Has federal aid money made college tuition more expensive?
Virtually all of the research that's been done suggests it has not.
David Longenecker is president of the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education. One exception where student loan programs have contributed to higher tuition rates?
At some types of institutions, particularly at the for-profit sector institutions.
The list price at both private and public universities has risen much faster than median income, according to higher education economist Robert Archibald.
Net price, you know, when you factor in financial aid, has not gone up nearly as much, though I think still faster than median income.
It's important to point out that 75% of students attend public universities, where financially pressed states have been raising tuition rates faster than private universities.
If the federal government really wanted to directly affect the problem of state finance for higher education, the single most effective thing they could do is to get the rising costs of state Medicaid programs down.
Jane Wellman is executive director of the Delta Project on post-secondary costs. She says public college tuition is going up because rising health care costs from Medicaid are consuming state dollars that used to go to education. This is one issue that the president's new plan doesn't address. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.